All right, so Blueface and what's the girl named Krishan, I think. Y'all ever had some shit like that, man? Don't lie, keep it funky, man.
What happened? I don't even know what happened. I just
hey, man, they just be, bro, they just got the ultimate and toxic relationship, bro. Like,
as toxic as you can get.
It's, man, physical, you know. She went to jail the other night for hitting on him. She gave him a couple of knots to the head or whatever. Bruh, he'd be running around, you know, he'd be knocking out other bras and shit. It's just like, bro, what the hell y'all got going on?
She ended up sleeping with another dude, and then he had gotten his feelings, and like, and they'd be recording everything, which make it worse too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Cause didn't he just have another baby too? Like, yeah.
He said she made a post talking about he made me his girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, what you been all this time?
Bro, that's like the crazy relationship, public relationship. Man. I've seen. Man.
Your girl ever hit y'all?
Yeah.
You know that you my girl ex?
Nah, I don't even play with that. Don't keep your ass.
Shit, nah, man, I done got hit by one, two.
My ex, well, we wasn't nothing big. Like, I walked in the house and she started hitting me on my shoulder, and I was like, man, you know, it was nothing to me. So I didn't take it serious, but I don't play that.
Swung on you, dog. I ain't talking about no play. Yeah,
I don't play that.
I had a chick try to choke me, which was laughable, because like she literally like reached up with one hand. And I'm like, come on, bro. Look at my neck and look at your hand. Like, let's be real right here. Like, this ain't gonna work. And I had another one. I had another one punch me in my head. But it's the thing now. I wanna be clear, like, the shit don't go on with Larry. Like, it wasn't like, oh, well, let's continue. Nah, bro. Like, you don't put your hands on me. And you got to go. It ain't gonna be no more of this. I'm, you know, we ain't gonna dance.
I had one chick, and this is the craziest to me sound. This is me in high school. I think I was in 11th, she in the 12th. She ended up dropping me off from practice. No, it was after a game, one of the games. I don't know what happened. We get to the front of my yard, and, you know, she started talking. I'm like, Musty, I wanted to go in the house, take a shower. She wanted to let me get out of the car. And then she was like, you know, she did one of the little Tupac things. She, you know, pulled a blade out of her mouth. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
Not the mouth.
Hey, oh, they know how to do that.
Like, you know, if I catch you cheating on me, I'm going to cut you. And I was like, for one, we wouldn't even go together. Like, that was it. I was like, oh, got to stay away from you.
Hey, X, you about to give you a Joker smile.
Hey, cuz.
Hey, that was it. See me,
you on real.
Man, I was.
Nah, man.
You gotta cut
violence
that off.
Ain't the answer. Violence ain't the answer until it is.
Ain't, like, but that scared the hell out of me, because I was like, girl, you in high school throwing stuff like this.
Yeah, you
got. She probably caught her body by now, X, if that was back in high school.
Oh, for sure, man.
No, you know,
don't play. That's why, like, when a woman tell me she crazy, I take it serious and I get up out of there. I don't play with that energy. She could tell me she struggles with some mental health issues, and I deal with you then. But you can't tell me you crazy, because they say it like it's cute. I'm crazy, man. It's not cute.
But see, hey, Larry, on it, like you said, it's different types of crazy. It's the
right.
It's the mental health thing where it's like, okay, I can deal with that. We can,
because you
know,
right? And categorizing it right.
Yes, and then it's the who calling your phone?
Oh, yeah,
it's your mama. It's that crazy. And it's like, hold
on. Yeah, yeah, that's what. And when she says she's crazy, that's what she means.
That crazy to me is like, I don't know, crazy. When I see other dudes go through crazy relationships, like they chick the
crazy
album or pull out a gun on them. You know, that's
hey,
crazy.
Because we know that in Miami. It's that type of crazy.
Yeah.
It ain't the hell type of crazy.
they'll pull out a gun on you fast.
And that's what I'm saying. And she's
pull it out. You know, you just never know, like, if they're super. They'll pull it out. I just seen that happen a whole bunch of times. Like,
but, and I guarantee you, she started off with, I'm crazy. And then she went to, let me see your phone. And then it escalates. It's always levels. It's always levels to it. That's why they be telling you, they really, in their defense, they warn you, I'm crazy. And I respect that now. I definitely got to an age where probably by the time I got about 30, I was like, oh, you crazy? No problem, man. Hey, keep moving. God bless you. And I hope everything goes well for you out here in this world. I'm not dealing with crazy. Now, yeah. If you want to tell me, hey, I deal with depression or anxiety. Okay, that means you have identified some mental health issues you deal with, and you're working on them, and you're cognizant of them. But just crazy off the leash? Oh, nah, crazy.
Yeah, crazy past mental health to me, low-key, because like you said, if a bitch say she crazy, then it's like, okay, I got these issues, and it is what it is.
And it is. Just roll with it, like, hey, right. I'm crazy, and sometimes I'm going to stab something. You know, that's right. Just what it is. It's like, oh, nah.
Yeah, crazy is crazy. I had another girl. I'm sleeping in her crib. I'm knocked out, man, and I happen to open my eyes. This girl is, like, sitting over me, just staring at me. And I was like, what the fuck you staring at? Like, you see me say nothing. I'm like, man, let me get my ass up and get up out of here, because this is like one of those.
We need to get out alive, brother.
Hey, because I'm going to tell you, man, one of my soldiers, I was talking to him a while back, and, you know, his old lady was from Chicago. And he played a prank on her. Like, it was just like a little, you know, some type of, you know, her, you know, a little minor prank. But she tased him, bro. I said, no.
No,
said,
sir.
And he had, yeah, she like, she pulled out it. Like, she got so mad. She pulled out a taser and tased him, dog. Nah, I said, bro. Oh, no.
Any of y'all got tased? Well, I know you probably got tased before. Anybody else got tased?
I ain't never been tased.
Nah, no tasers. No pepper spray.
Yeah, the police tased me.
Well, you got to do it, right, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they make y'all so you know what you're dealing
pepper
with.
Pepper spray, gas chamber, all that.
Yeah, see, now the police tased me twice, and I ain't gonna lie, that's a motherfucker, boy.
Hey, what you were doing, trying to lead the revolution?
Nah, man, I got into a fight at a club, and when they was taking me out the club, you know, the police had came and, like, tried to jump on my back, but they was dressed in regular street clothes, so I didn't know who they was. I was fighting inside.
Right.
So I turned around, and I swung on one. He fell, and then they just kept rushing, and then next you know, they done jumped on me. Dude done pulled out the taser gun, and bang! And I pulled it from out the first time.
The hooks.
I pulled it out, but the second one, when he hit me, it was it. I was, man, I looked at him, I was like, damn, God, tried to drop. They said, boy, is he done? The headache. Hey, ain't no joke, boy.
Oh, shit. That's crazy, dog.
I don't never want to get shot. But I say, well, at that moment, I said, man, I would have took the bullet for this.
God damn.
Because the crazy thing, when you first get tased, it's literally like it started from your bottom of your feet to your head.
Yeah.
And then it goes back. So just imagine you get shot, and it's like through your body like that.
Going up and down.
Hell no,
bro, they tase y'all. That's part of y'all training. Y'all got to know how to feel like to get tased, right?
Yeah, that's part of the training. I don't know if they still do it now, but when I joined, like, about 12 and a half years ago, that was part of the training. And then, you know, like, you got to go in a gas chamber with your mask on, but then they say, all right, take your mask off. And
right,
you
yeah,
stand
yeah.
there, and it's like, bro, it's like you just, everything hurt. I'm talking hands, yeah. Everything just burning. And it's like, you got to take those clothes off, and you got to get rid of them. You can't wash it, because all it's gonna do is just cycle through whatever else you got, and it's just gonna burn your skin and all
that too. Damn, that's
crazy. Oh man, hey, it had you throwing up. I'm talking about everything. We had people pass out in the gas chamber because they couldn't take it. Man. It's way it get real.
I'm glad these women ain't got no gas chambers, boy. Stick your ass in gas chamber,
you'll be done.
Oh, no doubt, man. Let's get on into the show a little bit, man.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome back to another episode of 26 Degrees, the Miami Hurricanes football podcast, brought to you for us by us. You know what I mean? It's the shop. I don't think nobody else is doing it like this. If they all let us know, I'd like to tell you. I mean, we might do a mashup, man. Do a little team up, man. I ain't found that one yet. So we appreciate everybody that is here rocking with us. Got my usual cohorts with me. My man, Turnpike Measy. Please say the Turnpike.
What up, Measy? Turnpike, man. What's good, man? Anybody doing it like us, X? I'm a Larry on shit. If ain't nobody doing it like us, man.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I'm here, though, man, with the game. Here to talk Canes football, man. The season is here. I smell it outside. You know what I'm saying? You can smell football in the air.
Woo!
Yeah, you can
it's
smell
that time,
air.
Man. They always talking about the games got to get played.
They got to get
played. Y'all got to play them, too.
Yeah, we're going to see.
We
gonna
plan
see.
On playing out. Don't worry about it.
We're going to see.
What about yours?
We got the real field general. X in the building, man. What's good? You on mute, X?
Muted.
Oh, man. What's up? How everybody doing today?
Oh, man. You know, it's beautiful in its own way, man. Overcast. That's a wash man's paradise. You know, that's what I love, man. When I see that rain getting ready to come down, I'm like, oh, boy, we about to get some solid sleep tonight, Jack. Yeah, I see it. It's on the horizon, man. It's on the horizon.
That is that. Yeah,
it's when they say sunny South Florida, boy, it's beyond sunny. Like the sun is right there.
It's probably 115 down there with that heat index.
It's hot, boy. It'd be hot, man.
Bruh. Who y'all telling? It ain't no joke around here.
I had to drink two things of water before I go inside practice. I had to drink two things of water when I leave out of practice because it's hot.
Got to put it back in you, man. Pause. Wow, that's a crazy pause. My bad. That was insanity.
That was kind of reckless.
Yeah, I'm glad I caught it real quick. But yeah, that was absolute insanity. I apologize for even saying something like that. We got the homie. He Rob in here with us. Say what up to the people, man.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? You know, happy to be there, fresh off the plane, fresh onto the podcast. You already know.
Yes, this family right here. You done been on with us before.
We said we're going to do this too, matter of fact, right before you left. Like, as soon as you get back,
yeah,
you got
to come back. Yeah, we touch yep. back down. Absolutely, oh, yeah. Absolutely. So we glad to have him here, man.
Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Maul's supposed to pull up in a little bit. Producer Maul will be here shortly, I believe. But if he don't, we're going to keep this thing rocking one way or the other.
We got some football this week.
Got a little football, man. Little football is the key word here.
Big boys start next week.
Yeah. Big football's next week.
No, this ain't like when we moved to week zero to play Florida, you know, so they got like, you know, it's a big anniversary game and all, you know, the stars was out and, you know, that was a great atmosphere. I ain't gonna lie. I really enjoyed that game, even though we lost. Zion was out there at 262 pounds. You know, getting abused by, you know, Zuniga.
Oh, man, who was 25 years old.
Yeah. They beating on that little boy out there that year.
That man gave up like 8 sacks that game or something like that.
It was crazy. We gave up a career record or a school record. I think it was 10, right, total? Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, 10.
And we still almost won that punk-ass game.
That was so crazy.
I mean, no, we messed up. We dropped the pass.
Yeah.
It's a new day, man. It's a new day.
Field goal, yeah. We lost 24-20.
Yeah, that was Bubba.
24-20. Something like that, right?
24-20, yep. It was 24-20. And hell, even on that score that Tony scored on, it was a nasty hold on that play. That didn't get called. It was a terrible hold that didn't get
called. Then we missed, 8 tackles on that play?
Eight.
Yeah. Right. Because I think they everybody, yeah, thought he was out, and then and it was a hole, and then yeah, and then they started running. So yeah.
Boys wasn't wrapping up, going for the. But you know
what? What play beat us that game was the one where Gil was covering. He was covering.
Oh yeah,
the wide receiver.
Yeah, yeah, on the deep. Yeah, yeah, Hammond. Yeah. He's covering Hammond. Or was it a post?
It was like a post or something. Okay. Like that.
It was almost like a scene because he was in the slot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that play, like, cause they couldn't do nothing the whole game. And when that play happened, it was like, oh, okay.
What play did it for me was when Jeff Thomas fumbled that punt return and Florida got it back and ended up scoring. Because had stopped them and we was gaining momentum. Oh, my God, And he fumbled that punt, and that's when Felipe Franks was able to run it in, and that's how they was able to score. But it
could have been different. Yeah, well, fuck all that. Like Meezy said, it's a new day. We're back.
Yeah, man, the night's not over, man. It's over.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's over.
Oh, man, we wide awake. I got to deal with what we finna bring.
That's absolutely demon time now, baby. Man, y'all had anything eventful this weekend? I had a little something.
My godsister, they threw a little surprise party for her Saturday. And that's about it. I ain't really do too much. Weekend is now trying to chill with the kids as much as I can, because when football season, I be like, y'all get the hell out of my face.
No doubt.
Just kicking to do what I do, man. Tussies, whatever.
What about you, Meezy? Because you had to head back to work this week, right?
Yeah, our first day was like Friday, but it was only there for like a couple of hours. And then Saturday. I had drove out to Baltimore because my auntie and my little cousin had came to stay with my sister out there. But I just took it easy this weekend because today we had some of the kids back. Like, they officially come back next Monday, but since I do sixth grade, all the sixth graders are back. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to put some toothpicks on my eyes right now because I'm about tired as hell. But that's what I'm on now. School started back, so I'm on back on that school grind, man. I had a good long summer though, so I can't complain.
Man, listen. What about you, Rob? Anything?
Hey, yeah. So as y'all know, like, I just got back. So Friday night. You remember how your first day of school went? You had your outfit laid out and all that. So I had my uniform laid out with my boots and I sleep. Well, I was anxious, so I got up four in the morning, got on that plane, because, it's Germany's 6 hours ahead. So got on the plane, and they told us, hey, y'all going to land out there in Savannah about, 1:45. We landed.
So they came to the city, huh?
we landed. Once we landed, they talked to us about a few things. And as soon as we got over there, they was like, hey, thank y'all, appreciate it. Go on to your families. So immediately, grab my daughter, grab my wife and all that stuff, and man, I just relaxed, man. Just laying in my bed, in my recliner. I ain't want to do too much, man. I was just more than happy just to be home.
Yeah, man, you deserve not to do nothing for a minute, man.
Yeah, sliding over there, man. Me, I had to work, man. And so I worked Friday, and then I worked Saturday. But Saturday, the flim-flam was my sister was moving some stuff out of her place in Orlando. She living down in Savannah now, right? So I paid my homie in Orlando $100 to help out for a couple of hours. And then on the flip side, my stepdad and my stepbrother were supposed to help her unload. Well, they pulled a Manti Te out and ghosted her, right? So there ain't nobody around. I'm like, what? So she calls me, man. I got to unload this truck as the only man there, dog.
Oof.
You talking about, man, you talking about horror? You talking about, man, it's 163 degrees outside here, man. I had on pants, too. Man, I was sweating like a runaway slave out there, dog. I was like, I pay people to not do this no more, man. Like, bro, if I could have found anybody just to give like a quick, and the thing was, it was a small truck. So if I would have had help, it would have been easy. But by yourself, oh my God.
Yeah, man. If you got the money, man, the older you get, if you got the money, man, pay them people.
Oh, yeah. Pay them. And people, I think it's rude to bother your friends, you know what I mean, at a certain age, because we getting older. You know, your body ain't what it was. You like, bro, get a young buck, man. Go pay a young buck. When people ask me to help them move, I give them $50. They go 50, man. Put that towards your movers. I'm not picking up shit.
Yeah, holding that couch up and make the wrong move, man. Your back gone for about a week and a half.
Come on, man. And then you're going to pay my bills.
Then you got to call out of your job because you can't get out of bed.
Right, because I'm helping you. Fried chicken and beer. Man, get the hell out of here, man. No, I don't do none of that no more, man. But yeah, that was my weekend in a nutshell. Yesterday was just cooling with some friends, man. Catching up. You know, I'm supposed to be heading to Florida soon. Hopefully all that goes well. So, yeah, just now I got about a month left before I'm supposed to start down there. So it's been, you know, kicking it with all my people before I get out of here as much as possible. So, yeah, man, let's talk a little football, man. We'll get to the top of the top, man. I guess the biggest story is injuries, man. Injuries at the running back room. Pretty detrimental. Citizen going down was one thing.
Citizen done for the year. He gonna need surgery, but it's not as bad as, you know, maybe it take longer, but you know, he's done for the year. Chaney, no guarantees on the weeks he'll be out, but he'll be out for a few weeks.
That's what, six weeks.
Say it again.
I said we thinking like a month, 6 weeks, 2 months.
I would say maybe a month.
Well, that's not bad. If we just got to weather the storm for a month, that's not gonna be bad. I like the running backs we do have. I'm not afraid to roll out there with Parrish, Rooster, and Thad. I'm comfortable with that. Only thing I wish. You know, not wishing injury on anybody, but Parrish and Rooster are similar. It would have been better if one of them, you know, would have been one of the guys, because I think Chaney's the most balanced running backs that we have all in all. But, you know, I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it one more. He just reminds me so much of Frank Gore. And, you know, Frank went through all that stuff in Miami too, so. Hopefully that's how his story is ultimately going down as one of the greatest running backs ever.
It's not as bad as people
thought. I hope that. That's good.
But you know, man, on the scrimmage, Thad did his thing. He did his thing.
He averaged like 5 a pop because he always falling forward too. So,
and I think Mark Henry gonna fall in love with Thad because he's the type of running back Mario wants, you know, the big bruiser. He did his thing.
I ask you this then, since you had a chance to see them both, what would be the difference between Thad and Citizen?
Okay, so Citizen, he's faster. He's basically a bigger. I mean, I don't even want to say it, but you could almost kind of compare Citizen to like Willis McGahee.
I was gonna say a bigger Chaney, maybe.
When he came, you know, when Willis came out of school, Willis was a grown man. So Citizen came out of school, he's a grown man. Like, but that thing is, you know, Thad, he moves forward. He don't fall. I've never seen him fall forward or backwards. Maybe
Citizen catch the ball better.
Yeah, Citizen catches the ball out of the backfield better. Thad's been working on that, though. He's been working on it a lot. But I don't expect them to throw the ball to Thad out of the backfield like that anyway, you know. So, and then, you know, we could see some packages where Breshad Smith get in the backfield.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want to see.
I imagine that.
Yeah.
I mean, Rob, how you feel, basically going in right now with three bodies? Is how we got to look at it. I mean, we got walk on.
Good. I mean, I'm good because, you know, we played Bethune first game. So it's like, even if we had all 5 running backs, it's like, do we really care? We just want them guys to get some burn and get prepared for the next game. So I'm good. Now, when it gets to Texas A&M, that's when it starts to say, oh, man, because, you know, you kind of want to have Chaney there because he's the bigger back out of Paris and Knighton. And the way that we're going to run the ball up the middle, you know what I'm saying, that's just benefits Chaney a lot more than the other two. You know, but I think what they're going to eventually do, I don't even want to get this away because, you know, I don't want Texas A&M thinking that this is the game plan. But what they're going to do is
they
those guys out in space a lot and make Texas A&M, you know what I'm saying, all them big boys make them boys run.
Right, no doubt. Same thing. How you feel, Rob?
Same thing. I mean, the first like few games is like kind of cupcakes. I don't expect really Knighton or Paris to play probably past the first half. Then I think they'll let Thad and probably the walk on Perry, who actually had a good spring game. I think they might actually let them, you know, do their thing there. But when it gets to A&M, I preferably would rather see Thad and Parrish, because mm-hmm. Parrish has played A&M before. Granted, yes, I want to see Knighton, but I want Knighton to be more out of the backfield and, you know, spread it out. But as far as actually running, I'd rather see Thad and Parrish against A&M. And then hopefully once we get into our actual ACC schedule, then we'll get – possibly we'll have Chaney back, and then we can be more balanced all around. So that's what I see right now. But I don't see them doing too much these first – three out of the first four games, like, you know, Middle Tennessee, Southern Miss. I don't expect to see, you know, Knighton get like 20 carries or nothing like that. Yeah, maybe 10 carries. I'm saying like maybe 10 carries, you know what I'm saying? Maybe 10 for him, and then they just let Thad just wear him down. You know, that's all I really see.
We got Middle Tennessee State this year? Is that after the A&M game?
Yeah, after A&M.
Okay. Yep. Damn, man. This schedule is cake, man. And it, man. Oh, they can't blow it this year. 9-3, I think, is this.
It's cake, but then look at over the past. What's hurt us is we play the non-conference games first, and then we get into straight conference games throughout the rest of the season. That kind of hurts. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying let's play a conference game first, and then, you know, cupcake that, but you got nine straight conference games. Guess what? Everybody got all the film they need on you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now they planning, they scheming and stuff for what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? We doing the same thing too, but, you know, you just got all those teams got film, and it kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's not as easy as people think it is. But, again, we should win because we just don't play anybody who got more talent than us.
Nah, yeah, agreed.
Outside of Clemson.
Outside of Clemson, right. Yeah. So kind of with that said, too, I guess real quick we'll get into a little attrition. Marcus Clark has decided to enter the transfer portal. I hate the timing here. I don't mind him leaving. You know, as a young man, you always want to, you know, find yourself in a better opportunity. I tell people all the time, man, save yourself. Ain't no savior coming. You know, so, yeah, if you don't like it, you know. But my thing is where are you going to go now? Because you ain't going to more than likely get a waiver to play this year.
You got to sit out. You got to sit out.
So you got to sit anyway. So to me, I would say go ahead and just stay on the team, stay in that program, and grind. And fine if you just know you're leaving. Go ahead and leave after. That just would be my advice.
Now, my question.
Go ahead,
Mara. Oh, I'm sorry. My question would be, if he went group of five, would he still have to sit out? Or
he got to sit out no matter what. It don't matter.
Because of the time, right?
And the crazy thing is he's been hitting at it since spring. So I don't know why it took him so long. Like, he should have just, after spring, he should have said, yeah, I'm finna go ahead and get up out of here.
So right. He has to sit out definitely next season.
Yeah.
What's the point of?
He can play next season, but he got to sit out this one. I didn't see that's what I'm saying. It doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. Only way he plays, he got to go JUCO.
Right. So why not? That's why I'm saying, why would you do it at this point? To me, I say stay with the school, stay in shape, you know, go out there, practice, you know, sharpen your knife. And then you say, hey, I'm probably never going to crack the depth chart here. These coaches didn't recruit me. It's a new regime. And then I transfer.
You never know what happens during the season. Like, somebody might go down.
You may get two people down.
It must have been toxic with him and the coaches that somebody transferred. Like,
when he it wasn't no toxic thing. It just, for one, he didn't have his right mental. Being away from home, and then you got a whole new staff that came in. You're not used to that staff. So now everything that you did get away with, you can't get away with no more. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, hey, okay, so they just brought in another transfer guy, reporter. They just recruited these young guys who they talk very highly of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I kind of think it's time for me to get up out of here because I'm not in the picture. I'm not in any plans, you know what I'm saying? So, like I say, I thought I was going to happen right out the spring, but, just bad timing.
And I believe we're going to see more next year. You'll probably see another exodus of guys that weren't recruited that'll never play during the season, right?
Probably when they start getting close to November, we'll start seeing some guys say, yeah, they just going to get up and go.
Harold ain't there, ain't it? Harold gone, ain't he on the edge?
Harold hasn't been at one practice so far. I don't know what's up with that situation. I asked. The person who I asked, I'm like, obviously he's supposed to know. He don't even know. So I don't know what's going on.
Maybe grades if he hasn't transferred or something like that.
Nah, he ain't transferred. I don't know. He was there for spring. He just wasn't there after that. Like, and he's a player I don't expect to play regardless. But like, he just not there.
And I mean, yeah, that's just how the nature of the beast is. You know, that's just what it is. So again, best of luck to that guy. Let's see. So getting into spring a little bit. Last scrimmage just went down. I'm gonna ask D-Rob before we get out of here, because I know before he gets out of there, I know he got a slide in a minute. And we definitely have you back, bro. Don't even worry about it. We got started a little bit late today, so apologies there, but we'll have you back. Come back next week. I'm gonna ask you, man. This has been the thing that's been like a recurring theme, man, is drops. Drops, man. what's your take on that, man?
Honestly, man, somebody need to stay out the practice and hit that jug machine or something. Like, this is it's kind of getting concerning because
it's like the third year, third or fourth,
people want these certain receivers to play, but at the same time, they just can't hold on to the ball. Like, what's going on? Like, is it a mental thing? Is, you know, do they need to be held after practice? Like, something needs to happen, but it's starting to get concerning. So, I mean, I really don't know. I mean, once these games start getting played, as you can see, it did when the season started last year, because, you know, they said the same thing about Rambo. He actually only remember him having one drop in actual games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, it was pretty good. I mean, Romello had some good catches when he did play. I mean, Jacoby George was, to me, I think he was, like, probably, like, the best receiver that didn't start. Like, he actually was doing pretty good. So I don't know, maybe it's just like a training camp thing, but actually once these games start to get played, it like something clicks. The Latson situation, man,
same
thing happened last year, a fall camp. They were dropping everything. I was like, shit. Get against Alabama. Don't know if we look like they doing anything. We go play App State. We struggle there. It ain't till we get the Michigan game is when Rambo steps up, and now he has a big game. He has a huge game. He got what, like 200 something in the first half. The light button went on. Now, receivers looking like they finna do stuff. I mean, granted, it's just not supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying? But I'm more worried if they drop the ball in the game than in practice.
David Lake said yesterday or today that it reminded him of Pope and Wiggins, and my eyes kind of got big. I was like, is that bad?
Oh, okay, so the difference between Pope and Wiggins is some of those Pope and Wiggins drops, they were wide open. They dropping wide open passes. That's bad. These are passes that's, you know, the DB is basically right there with them, and they dropping them. You know what I'm saying? So it's a big difference. It's a big difference from dropping an easy, damn, I'm wide open, I can catch this. Or he's right here on my shoulder, and I still could catch it, but I drop it. You know what I'm saying? That's a big difference. You shouldn't drop it, period, but it's a big difference.
Yeah, like Robin X said, some players, it clicked during the games, but I ain't even like seeing some of the practice videos been coming out, and they just dropping balls like on air. You know what I mean?
They was like that one day where the receivers was real bad. It was bad because, but it was bad. And they were just running like little regular routes. They weren't being guarded by nobody. So, like, everybody was going crazy about them dropping passes where they, for one, jogging. They not doing full speed. So I'm like, yeah, they dropping passes, but damn, like, this ain't even like game time speed drop.
Right.
But it is what it is. A headline that you can talk about. That's it.
Okay, and I'll say this. And Rob, if you gotta go, that's all good, bro. I know. Come hang out next week. We'll get it. Usually we do Sundays. We had to push back because I had a busy day yesterday. But I'll say this. I know. Okay, cool, bet. I know. For me, and I kind of get this vibe from Mario. It ain't no acceptable drops. I don't like any of them. That's just how I am. I get that it's going to happen. But I'm never going to be like, oh, it's okay. No, it ain't okay. You got to catch it. We threw the ball. You got to catch the ball, right? So part of me is like, how much of this is just high demand, high accountability, and how much of it is, man, these dudes couldn't catch a cold, you know? Because, yeah, we heard that about Rambo, in preseason last year. And like I said, I only remember one just like, yeah, you can't have that drop with Rambo last year. I was like, you got to make that catch. So outside of that, offensively, to my understanding, ball was moved better offensively during the last scrimmage. Nothing blaringly concerned. Oh, another thing that Mario said, and again, I don't know how much this coach talked because he's a high demand kind of guy. He said we have to do better with ball security. I don't know how much of a concern that is. I don't know if we got guys that are coughing up the rock all the time, but he didn't mention that. So, something to.
Yeah, it was it wasn't even the running backs. It was mostly like receivers catching passes and getting stripped from behind or getting stripped while they getting tackled, stuff like that. But yeah, they need ball security. Like can't give up the turnovers, And like I think for the most part, people Mario and the rest of the staff, they're talking very highly of the defense. The defense is like total 180 from last year.
They're talking about that defense going to be mean this year.
Yeah, let's get into that. The offense,
I'm not worried about the offense for real.
Like you say, Measy, I'm not too worried about it. I think the concerns are offensive, but me, I'm always going to feel great about a team with a great defense. If that defense can be stout, we win every game. If you got a great defense, you're in every single game. So I don't get as wrapped up into, some of the offensive woes. I guess we could kind of look at it from levels. Y'all want to start in the trenches? Y'all want to start in the secondary?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So I'm going to just say this, the whole defense, from trenches to the linebackers to the DBs, it's a total 180 from last year. It's,
linebackers is refreshing to hear that, boy.
Total 180. they're tackling a whole lot. They tackling. Like, they tackling. It's the defensive line, oh my gosh. The defensive line might be, and the year when I think it was 17 when Chad Thomas was there.
Willis in there?
Yeah, no. Willis was in there. It had to be 17 with Chad Thomas. And Kendrick Norton and
McIntosh. And Garvin?
I deny it's probably going to be better than that. Like,
ooh.
Some people saying it could be one of the best in the nation because we got waves now.
I'm not going to go that far. We got to play the games.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have one of the better interiors, though, with Jackson and Taylor. And is like, man, like I think we're going to have probably one of the better interiors.
And you still got Harrison Hunt came back.
Mezador Hunt. You got – you know, Miller obviously is back. Lincolnstein is there. Alan Hay. I'm just talking about the interior guys. I ain't seen you say it about the defensive ends, which is, oh my gosh, it's gonna be a problem, man, because they coming.
Yeah, and I don't want people to get concerned too much about who starts, because I think that I think it's gonna be a lot of people are gonna get a lot of reps, and we got a lot of fresh bodies.
What you want with a good defense like that, you want to say, well, each player on that D-line, if it's an eight to 10-man rotation, you want to say, okay, man, each player at least gets 30 plays.
Yeah.
Man, so that's 60 plays total for the defense. Obviously, it might be more because, you know, a lot of offenses are just running more plays. But just say on the average, each player on that D-line gets 30 plays. You know, that should keep them boys fresh to the fourth quarter.
Just being out there, though, X, who looks like the best two D tackles? Just being out there observing or and hearing things. I know we don't come in waves. I'm just curious if anybody else had that question.
I mean, truthfully, obviously Jackson looks real good. I mean, you know, Leonard Taylor does his thing. But when they move Mezador around, because he can play in and outside, I like you know, when they move him on the inside sometimes, because he's a lot quicker than the interior offensive lineman. So when they say hike, you know, so he can put a move on those guys, and he's almost in the backfield. But yeah, Jackson, LT, Lincolnstein. Lincolnstein's probably going to be solid for us. He's going to be one of those. I kind of compare him to Matt Waters. I don't know if everybody else.
I remember Matt Waters, yeah.
I kind of compare him to – you don't remember Matt Waters?
He was a white dude, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He's a white dude. I can tell by the name, white dude, but I don't remember.
You remember the name in the 2001 championship?
Yeah, he was – he was back then, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He brought me back. Yeah, I was like, what the hell? That's 20 years ago. Okay.
Yeah. It was a long time ago. But that's who I can compare him to.
A contributor, yeah.
Ain't gonna beat you with a whole bunch of stats, but he's gonna be solid. He's gonna make plays when it's time for him to make a play. Stuff like that. That's who Lincolnstein to be. Najee Kelly is, I just said, he probably gonna be an All American, freshman All American.
Tate had a segment on him last night.
Who that? Who did?
Josh Pate. He had a segment on Najee last Kelly? Night. Yeah.
Yeah, Najee Kelly, it's going to be hard to kind of keep him off the field because he's just so good, like so good.
Well, how big he is, he can help stop the run, too. It's not like he's just a passing down.
He's going to be on the field.
Let me ask you one question about the line real quick. Leonard Taylor, do you feel like he would be better than he is right now, or we just I'm not jumping the gun on him or nothing, but
it's just his work ethic. I think the coaching staff are really trying to get the alpha dog up out of him. They want him to be that alpha because he's that. So they want him. They want him to work hard, not just only in the game. But that's LT game. Like once he get in the game, he's gonna be the best player on that defense.
So he's not really the vocal type.
He's not. He, practice. That's, you know,
yeah, I'm about to say, it ain't even about being vocal. It's about being. You get, coaches want to trust you off practice. You got games, don't get me wrong, but a coach can't trust that. He needs to trust that how you practice is how you're going to play.
And that's it. That's it.
And that's what guys got to depend on. So, yeah, I think what X is trying to say is, like, they're looking to, and I think it's great. He's got to get pushed. We got Moultrie in there. Moultrie's pushing him. You know, Lichtenstein's pushing him. These grown men are pushing him like, hey, man, if you want to play, all you got to do is outdo him. That's it. And that's what every great program is built on. It's not just a Miami thing. We always say, oh, well, we were great. Yeah, okay, but that still exists for every team that's ever been great. They are pushed by competitors. You think of a Lichtenstein, think of a Moultrie. These guys trying to get to the league, right? So they came in for one thing and one thing only. Get here, shine, and get to the league. That is their mission.
Yeah.
So they ain't letting up. So you got to take it from them. I'm definitely not worried about I'm not worried about the kid at all. I think he's going to get there when he starts to understand. And that's the thing. Like, sometimes I think some of these younger guys may be thinking, oh, well, this ain't my year yet, which I don't necessarily love. I got a little issue with that. But Leonard may be looking at it like, well, I may not get there. And the coaches are trying to go, no, you can take his spot, but you got to take it. We're not giving you anything.
Yeah,
we're not going to give you anything.
The staff, so you got LT and you got James Williams, both of them in that same class. You got two alpha dogs. I think, the staff looks at James and, he's open for the challenge because that's James. That's always been James Williams. Whole career, he's open for the challenge. He's open to be the best player on the field. He gonna go show you. When everybody say he the best, he gonna go show you why everybody say he the best. With LT thing is, he was always good, and he just was like, once I get in the game, I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna be the best on the field. So it's more of he really not trying. He really don't care to show. He's just like, man, just put me in the game and I'll do what I got to do. But I'm not finna go out here and kill myself in practice. You know what I'm saying? I know what I can do.
And ain't the coach in America going for that.
Manny went for it.
What he said?
Manny went for it.
Right.
Well, no, Manny, he was on the bench at first. He was on the bench with Manny.
That's true.
Yeah, a lot.
Get him first five games.
His practicing habits aren't what they thought it was going to be. And that's why he didn't play a lot. And then it's carried over. But he's starting to notice that, I got to do it this way because this new staff ain't going for that. I might not play at all if I keep doing this, So he'll be all right, though.
Guys just mature a little slower, man. That's the thing. It's not all physical maturity. It's mental maturity as well. I think he'll understand how real it is, if he don't pick it up and dominate. These older guys are going to take your snaps. But I can assure you this. Good coaches like Mario, who comes from a saving tree, are going to play the best player, period. So you'll understand if you shine in practice, you got his spot, but you better shine in practice. I'm not waiting. How I'm gonna just be like, and I get it. How I'm gonna just be like, oh, no, he'd be good when the game live. I don't know that because I'm not gonna risk that. Doesn't make a lot of sense. But we can say coming out of scrimmage, it's fair to say D line will be a strength of ours. I think we're gonna have a lot of bodies to throw at people. I think the sacks will go up despite us not being quite as attacking as we were in other under the Manny regime. I just think the talent will shine there and that they'll be able to create pressure on their own.
It's gonna be an attack system. It just won't be the same that Manny, you know, Manny attack system. Manny attack system was he want all four of his linemen to get upfield.
Right.
So this is not gonna be that. It'll be, you know, the defensive ends getting up, they going to the quarterback, you know what I'm saying? Those two interior guys, they gonna do what they supposed to do, take up some blocks. You know what I'm saying? The case they do run, guess what? Now the linebackers are open to make tackles instead of getting blocked. And that's the difference between the two defenses. You have a defense that's saying, well, the man next to me got to do his job. In order for him to do his job, I got to do my job. Hey, man, the first person gets to the quarterback gets the sack. You know, that's kind of what it was with Diaz, you know. But, yeah, that D-line would be good, man. The linebacker unit, we got some kids, man. I won't call Caleb Johnson a kid because he old as hell, but he looking good.
He's a redshirt senior, right?
Man, he like a what, 10-year senior? Nah, I'm joking.
he's a redshirt senior, I think. Yeah.
So he's probably about like 23.
Good out there. Him, Josh Smith, Chase Smith, Wesley, you know, Steve.
Chase Smith.
Yeah, I said Chase, so, you know, we got linebackers out there, and linebacker unit, they doing their thing, the secondary unit, boy. That's why I say it's a whole 180 turnaround. Like, you said, well, damn, we had these players on our team last year? What were we doing? How are we giving up 30-something points for a game? Like,
it's funny how deep we actually got on defense, too. Like, we got, like, real deep where, like, we can actually throw waves at teams. And depth was an issue to some people, like, right before spring. And I think, like, when the practices started happening, reports started coming around, you started seeing, like, damn, like, we actually got numbers at linebacker. We got down there three deep at every position on a D-line. We deep everywhere on a secondary, you know what I'm saying? So I just love how deep
we always defense. We always end up having somebody get hurt. Yeah. And then somebody else get hurt, and then now you know depth. You got depth issues. That one thing you don't want to have is depth issues on defense, boy. Cause that defense got to be out there for 90 plays a game. They done. They ain't got nothing else in them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah,
That's the one thing I'm saying. That's the one thing that we can be grateful for. There really wasn't any injuries on defense. Most of the injuries came from offense.
Yeah, the only one, you know, Harrison Hunt, he got dinged up, but he was back at practice the other day. Miller got dinged up too, but he ended up coming back. So
yeah, besides being dinged, nothing that got to any worse than just being dinged up.
So, and then, you know, the way Mario runs his practice, you know, it's a hard-nosed practice, man. So, you know, you just thankful that that's, you know, those two injuries from the running back group, although we don't want that, you know, just that's all so far, you know. So, you know, kind of like basically the hard part of fall camp is almost over. You know, now they finna start initiating the schemes, plays. You're going to start hearing a little more about the depth chart, who's going to, you know, play a lot within these last 2 weeks of practice.
No doubt. Rob got a slide. He going to get up out of here. Rob, we're going to get you back next week, man.
Hey, Rob, man. Thanks for joining us, man.
All right, Rob.
Yeah, that's our guy, man. We said we're going to have him on when he came back. We got him back on. We'll kick it definitely in a big way next time he's able to come on with us, hopefully next week. All right, so cool. All right, linebacker is looking much improved under Charlie Strong. You know, Caleb Johnson being the personnel addition there. And then if you look at our secondary, just not something I've been super concerned about, to be honest with you. I think there's talent there. Safety kind of damn near goes without saying. I just think between Cam, James Williams, and Avontae Williams, like, I just think that's pretty secured.
And you still got Al Blaze back there, too, backing them up. You
still got Al as a guy that, you know.
Right, yeah.
He's been around a while. Yeah, Brian Balam. I think the safety room's pretty damn good.
Keyshawn Washington still back there too. I forgot about him.
Who? Yeah, he's not gonna get too much burn. He, yeah.
Keyshawn Washington. Okay, yeah, I wasn't even not Washington though. Who's the guy we just brought in on the last class?
Markieff Williams. Yeah, he gonna
red. Yeah, I think he's a red shirt guy. Yeah, because he gotta get his weight up.
Right. I like his potential. I love his potential.
But yeah, I do enjoy. I do think he has a lot of potential there. And then you know Kevin Steele, who I think is I think Kevin Steele is a pretty no nonsense. He ain't gonna sugarcoat too much. He felt pretty good about the corners, in general. So I really do think. This year, our defense is going to return to strength.
I'm calling.
Oh, no, you good, dog. Yeah, we just – what would you say, though?
No, I say Darryl Porter. He looking good out there. That's the transfer from West Virginia.
Yeah. What about DJ?
He's been looking good. Johnson, Ivy, Porter, Stevenson – Couch, those guys been looking good. Even Kamari Rogers, the freshman who had the knee injury, I think he can play a lot because you know they still might want to get him ready for that. But he's been looking good. Chris Gray's been looking like
Gray's the name I heard. Yep, flashing.
I got those guys. Got those guys working hard, man, and he actually started to play together as a unit. And you know the two. Like, basically the whole defense, you know, the D-line and the linebackers was – the D-line, linebackers, and cornerbacks were probably the weakest things on the team last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Now you could say, hey, hold on. The D-line might be one of the strongest.
Yeah. Right, and the linebackers are improved. And the secondary looking pretty damn good themselves. So, I honestly think going into our first game of the season – the narrative will shift, and I think we're going to have one of the better defenses in the country. I'll go out on the – I mean, I guess you could say go out on a limb. I expect us to have a top 20 defense. I think we can be that good. Considering the schedule and the talent, I think you'll see that kind of a flip. That and the coaching. Charlie Strong, Jason Taylor, Kevin Steele,
Rob Wright,
Die. I just think all in all, you're just going to see a defense that is going to be much improved from the one we saw last year. So that's one reason I'm comfortable with our offense maybe being less than stellar this year. With maybe, you know, and again, I don't even think it's going to be terrible. I just think, you know, we'll miss the presence of a Rambo, but I think part of that will be made up by, you know, if Will Mallory can stay healthy and Elijah Arroyo goes out there, so we do a lot of two tight end sets. We'll use our running backs as receivers out of the backfield. Our O-line, they've been raving about up and down. They've been just feeling way better about this O-line this year. Yeah. I think this season, my early prediction is maybe not the prettiest team, but an effective team. A team that is just going to win games. I don't know if we're going to, you know, hang, you know, 48 on people and, you know, on a regular basis. But I think it'll be one of the more complete teams that can just get it done.
I guess, you know, for the last 2 years, everybody got comfortable with the past happy offense that Lashley had. But that's not going to be here no more, man. We finna be a more balanced team. We're going to run the ball.
Yeah, balanced.
Last 2 years.
And multiple. Yeah, balanced and multiple. I think you're going to see some different things that'll throw people off more so. Because, I mean, no shots to Lashley. His offense was effective, but it's very simple offense. It wasn't very complicated at all. I think this one will be a little trickier for defense to figure out. Let's move on a little bit. We got the AP top 25 came out. We got five ACC teams in there. Number four was Clemson. 13th was NC State. Miami came in at number 16. Pittsburgh at 17, and Wake Forest at 22. How y'all feel? I like that. I think it's pretty fair.
I think preseason, I don't really like preseason rankings, but for a preseason ranking, I thought it was pretty fair. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want it too high. You know what I'm saying? So I like where we at. I like how everything looking.
I mean, it is what it is. I guess, you know, ratings, they want ratings because the U of M and Texas A&M game is big. So got to have U of M ranked in there somewhere. My thing, I think Pittsburgh lost a lot. And they lost their offensive coordinator, too. And I'm trying to figure out why are they getting as much hype as they're getting. But
it is Clemson. And they lost that wide receiver.
You're talking about Clemson?
Then they lost
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They lost a lot. They lost their offensive coordinator who orchestrated that.
Whipple?
Yeah.
Whipple just retired, I think, right?
No, he went to Nebraska, I think.
Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it is what it is.
I think Pitt's overhyped. I will agree there.
Way overhyped.
I think NC State is fair.
I think they're legit.
Yeah, I think they'll be a contender. But yeah, Pitt, I definitely think is overhyped. And I think Wake Forest, without Sam Hartman, is even at 22. I think without Sam Hartman, they're not 22. Sam Hartman's a damn good. I think Sam Hartman's a NFL quarterback, not necessarily a starter, but he could be one of them guys that ends up with, you know, 10 years on his belt, you know, as a reserve guy. But with no Sam Hartman, I don't think they're a top 25 team. That's just my quick take on it.
That's good for the conference. We got five teams in there, but guess what? We don't give a damn about the conference. We only care about you.
You're right about that. We scream UM. That's it. Because
I ain't never say nothing about ACC football before.
No, because that's only convenient for losers. Oh, well, we're in the toughest conference. Okay, I mean, but somebody got to win it. Why can't y'all ever win it? You know? So I never hang my hat on that conference. I don't care about none of that shit. Some of the best teams I witnessed, including, you know, UM and the Big East, even though people overblow how weak the Big East was at that time. I don't agree that it was, like, super weak. Syracuse and the Big East was actually halfway decent. Syracuse was decent. Virginia Tech, they overblow that, right? To be like, oh, they didn't play nobody. Cut the cap. But I never want to lean on that as an excuse to fail, because somebody's doing it.
Somebody winning.
Somebody doing it. So why can't it be you? Yeah. You know, you're a premier program. You say, you know, you're a top-notch program in the country. Then why aren't you in that championship ring?
And the craziest thing, this kind of off top, but everybody keeps saying the Big East was trash. Da, 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 da. The craziest thing, we only won one national championship in the Big East. Our other four national championships came as independent. So I'd be like, well, what do y'all mean the Big East was trash? Because, I mean, we were dominating, but we only won one national championship in the Big East.
Right.
It's just something to say, man.
Yeah.
Excuses. I don't be paying none of that no mind.
Crazy thing, if you go brag about somebody else winning, and you should feel bad about yourself. Because I want to win just day win, so I'm not finna brag about nobody else winning. I want to win.
Exactly. And then, I mean, if you comfortable and go home, the other team won. So it's almost like we won.
Right.
Not for me. That's just not what I do. Well, if, you know, hey, it's a moral victory because we're in the same side of things. Nah, I don't buy that.
Well, at least we played them hard. We played them close. Lost. They don't say
lost.
Oh, they played them real close. They say you lost. It's a W or it's an L. You got the L, that means you lost.
That's a fact, man. Let's see. We got anything else before we get up out of here?
Just, you know, high school football was played this weekend. You know, the people on the timeline, the rivals, they was lying about players, talking about they was looking elsewhere. I don't know why would they get on the timeline and lie for no reason.
Well, you talking about them boys, Washington brothers.
Not even them.
Washington brothers probably were looking a little bit, and then I feel like Mario hit them up like, what y'all talking about? Nah, man, we need you. Don't go nowhere.
I want to say the truth behind that, because this is obviously going to air, go out. I let y'all boys know in the group chat, but not even the Washington Twins. You know, Francis. They say Francis. They say Malik.
Yeah.
They say the tight end. They talk about Jaden Wayne. I'm like, so basically every crew we got looking elsewhere, huh?
Right. Every problem, honey kid, we got.
That's hopeful. That's just hopeful thinking, man. Again, you know, I challenge those of our opposing, you know, quote unquote rival. I want you to go down their timelines, man. I want you to show me their tweets about Georgia, man. They don't talk about their team very much, man. Constantly talking about us. They don't play. They play us every decade or so.
They ain't saying nothing about Utah.
They don't. You know, it's all about focusing on what's happening over here. We don't even play y'all like that, man.
At all. To 2024. Like, I can see.
Y'all decided to quit, and that's fine. I get it. I respect it. I really do. But let's keep it in perspective. Your real rivals, you know, kicking that ass. They won a natty. Y'all had the jokes, the 1980 jokes. Those are good. But now they expired. They're no more good now, right? Don't live in the past. So, you know, focus on yourself. You know, like my background says, we don't put the videos out. We are going to start doing YouTube videos, hopefully by season start. But, just focus on yourself, man. Well, I think that's about it, man. Some of our guys shine in high school, but, you know, I won't focus on that too much because they ain't signed on the dotted line yet, even though I'm not worried about that. I think we got a staff that's going to be great recruiters and going to secure guys. So I'm not overly concerned with that at all. So
we dropping a season outlook show next week for the people.
We are absolutely trying to get that put together. I want to, I got a couple of people I'm going to reach out to. And yeah, we want to do a season preview show for the next week's show. Got to reach out to a couple of people outside of us so y'all can hear some different voices and get into that as well. So, you know,
I'll probably tweet out a little tweet too where we can answer some of the fans' questions going into the season too.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But that is the intent. This is the last week that Miami won't be playing football. And then after that, you know, we're getting it rolling. So hold tight. It's a great season on the way, man. I'm feeling the vibe. I'm feeling good. Thank y'all for tuning in for another episode, 26 Degrees. We're going to be back, man. Just like we left our car keys. You already know the vibes. We'll be back.
Peace. All right, y'all, man. Hold it down.
Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.